Obviously, C-sections was a fantastic bonus to the local economy, and it will be sadly missed. We had a very good run of it. It was started by three local lads, and it mushroomed from a small festival to quite a substantial one in the last number of years. But like a lot of these festivals, they would, after the COVID, they seemed to affect them quite considerably, and quite a number of the smaller festivals became non-viable in their existing format. So I think the local lads had to reevaluate it and see where would they go from there.
Chairman, in the last number of days, Ray O'Donoghue, the former chief of the company behind C-Sessions, has announced that he was stepping away from the festival. He has spoken to the national media in relation to this. He feels that his departure is not the reason for the festival being pulled, but rather he's earmarked a lack of funding and support. Your reaction to that?
Well, unfortunately, certainly from my point of view, I know that when I was on the town council, we were very proactive in supporting the festival, and also that, you know, the county council through our remit on the town council and the board Fáilte, I think were always rode in behind the support. I mean, talking about the financial support. Now, on a local level, way back at the very start, the local GA club gave the use of their premises for the campsite and camper parking, and as the festival developed, they had the use of the public car park, which was a great location just on the seafront. Certainly the local golf club, when the campsite moved up to Tullin Strand, gave access for a walkway from the campsite down to the festival. So I would be disappointed that comments like that would be made. Certainly as from a business point of view, I always done everything possible to support the lads. They were fantastic, certainly started by three fantastic local lads. But looking forward from that, because I don't want to get into a war of words, because I know that certain promoters in Dublin have said that the cost of putting up one of these things, I think it was $1.25 million to organise the festival in Bundoran, and that anything festival under 10,000 probably wasn't viable, and a lot of them were concentrating their efforts in Dublin, where they can get 30,000 or 40,000 to an event, and that makes it a lot more viable.